nor does he seek oneness with the Brahma Jyoti or salvation or liberation from material entanglement. A pure devotee does not desire anything. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pure devotee is called Nishkama, which means he has no desire for self-interest. Perfect peace belongs to him alone, not to them who strive for personal gain. Whereas Jnana Yogi, Karma Yogi or Hatha Yogi has his own selfish interest. A perfect devotee has no desire other than to please the Supreme Personality Godhead. Therefore the Lord says that for anyone who is unflinchingly devoted to Him, He is easy to obtain. A pure devotee always engages in devotional service to Krishna in one of His various personal features. Krishna has various plenary expansions and incarnations such as Rama and Narasimha, and a devotee can choose to fix his mind in loving service to any of these transcendental forms of the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee meets with none of the problems that plague the practitioners of other yogas. Bhakti yoga is very simple and pure and easy to perform. One can begin simply by chanting Hare Krishna. The Lord is merciful to all, but as we have already explained, He is especially inclined toward those who always serve Him without deviation. The Lord helps such devotees in various ways, as stated in the Vedas. Katha Upanishad, Jaya Sri Jagannatha Chandradhiti, Sri Gauradhiti. One who is fully surrendered and engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord can understand the Supreme Lord as He is. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. The Lord gives such a devotee sufficient intelligence so that ultimately the devotee can attain Him in a spiritual kingdom. The special qualification of the pure devotee is that he is always thinking of Krishna without deviation and without considering the time or place. There should be no impediments. He should be able to carry out his service anywhere and at any time. Some say that the devotee should remain in holy places like Vrindavan or some holy town where the Lord lived. But a pure devotee can live anywhere and create the atmosphere of Vrindavan by his devotional service. It was Sri Advaita who told Lord Chaitanya, "Wherever you are, O Lord, there is Vrindavan." As indicated by the words Satatam and Nityasya, which mean always and regularly, or every day, a pure devotee constantly remembers Krishna and meditates upon Him. These are qualifications of the pure devotee for whom the Lord is most easily attainable. Bhakti Yoga is the system that the Gita recommends above all others. Generally, Bhakti Yogis are engaged in five different kinds of the rasas. Shanta Bhakta, engaged in devotional service in neutrality. Dasya Bhakta, engaged in devotional service as servant. Sakya Bhakta, engaged as a friend. Vatsalya Bhakta, engaged as parent. And Madhurya Bhakta, engaged as a conjugal lover of the Supreme Lord. In any of these ways, the pure devotee is always constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme, and cannot forget the Supreme Lord, and so for him the Lord is easily attained. A pure devotee cannot forget the Supreme Lord for a moment, and similarly the Supreme Lord cannot forget his pure devotee for a moment. This is the great blessing of the Krishna conscious process of chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Om Padnyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya manobeshtam sthapitam tena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deen Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste. There are beautiful verses to glorify the Lord. This is the way to engage our mind regularly in devotional service by chanting His glories. Kasturi Tilakam Lalatra Patale. This is a description of Krishna. No? Kasturi Tilakam. His tilak is musk. Musk tilak. And musk, you know, is very rarely obtained. It is obtained from the naval of deer. And few deers only have the kasturi in their naval. Either the deer have to kill, to be killed, or naturally dead deers, they produce kasturi. It's very rare to obtain. And Lord uses that. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale. On the forehead, you know. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vakshastale kaustubam. On his breast, there is a kaustubh jewel. Kasturi lalat, kasturi tilakam lalat patale vakshatale kaustubam nasagre. At the end of the nose, varamoktikam, there is a small pearl, you know. Nasagre varamoktikam karatale venu kare kankanam. He has venu under his hands. He has the flute. And in the hand, he has kankan, bangles. Kasturi tilakam lalat patale vakshastale kaustubam nasakre varamoktikam kartale venu kare kankanam. Sarvange harichannanam. Sarvange, on all his limbs and body. Harichandana, you know, chandana. Sulalitam kante jamuktavali. Nice pearl necklace around the kanta, around his neck. Gopastri pariveshtito vijayate Gopal Chudamani. He is surrounded by gopis. He is always victorious. The Supreme Lord Gopal. Kasturi lalat tilakam lalat patule vakshastale kaustubam nasakre varamauktikam kartale venu kare kankanam. Sarvange harichandanam sulalitam kante ಮುಕ್ತಾವಲಿ ಗೋಪಸ್ತ್ರೀ ಪರಿವೇಷ್ಟಿತೋ ವಿಜಯತೆ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಚೂಡಮಣಿ ಬರಹ ಪೀಡಂ ನಟ ಬರ ಬಹು ಕರ್ಣಯೋ ಕರ್ಣಿಕಾರ್ on his crown there is Barha Pidam, the feather of the peacock, and a peacock feather is there. Barha Pidam Natavarvapu, his whole body is like an actor standing like this. Barha Pidam Natavarvapu, Nata means actor, Natavarvapu ಕರ್ಣಯೋ ಕರ್ಣಿಕಾರ್ ನೈಸ್ ಬ್ಲೂಯಿಶ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಣಿಕಾರ್ ಹಿ ವೇರ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಇಯರ್ ವಿ ವಿಯರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗೋಲ್ಡನ್ ರಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಗೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬರಹ ಪೀಡಂ ನಟವರ ಬಪು ಕರ್ಣಯೋ ಕರ್ಣಿಕಾರ್ Bibhrit Vata, his vas, his vatra, his yellowish garland, like gold. Bibhrit Vata, Kanaka Kapisham, Kanaka means gold, his golden color in yellowish garment. And yellowish garment, you should remember, that color, the saffron color also, even the nuclear ash cannot touch it. It's so very pure. And in that also, if it is a silkish garment, then nothing could touch thing. And that is how, you know, not very long ago, but people were wearing yellow silkish garment when they used to perform puja, their daily puja, in the morning and evening. It is a Vedic culture that in the morning we become completely pure, take nice snan, have a nice tilak, and then perform puja. And for performing puja, they will never perform with the outward clothes. They will change the cloth to silken garment. And this weather in Malaysia is very suitable to wear the silkish garments. And silk, when it is a vegetarian silk, it is very much helpful to keep all the germs, even the nuclear ash, away from your body. There are two types of silk also. You should be careful about that when we buy the silk. One is a non-vegetarian silk, and another one is a vegetarian silk. The difference is that the silk worm takes out the thread from its own body, its own mouth, and wraps around him himself, and he is imprisoned in the cocoon. And those cocoons, they are completely closed. It takes about 15 days to grow the feathers in the silk worm. So then, as soon as the time is ripe, the silk worm cuts the cocoon and gets out. That is vegetarian silk. But it is cut. The threads are cut. So while weaving the thread of silk, then you have to join, you know. So that silk is a rough silk. And rough silk is vegetarian silk. Whereas the silk worm should not get out of the cocoon and should not cut it. So what people do, that as soon as the silk worm is imprisoned in the cocoon, they boil it, and the silk worm is dead. That is very smooth silk, because the threads are not cut, so the whole thread can come out. But we should not go after the smooth ones, because that is non-vegetarian. The silk worms are killed. We should have the silk in which the silk worms are not cut. That is
Krishna's description.
Bibhradvasa kanak kapisham vaijayan teachamala. Nice mala, you know, up to the knees. Vaijayanti mala. Baraha peedam natabharavako karnayo karnika. Bibhradvasa kanak kapisham vaijayan teachamala. Randran veno radarasudaya purayan gopa vrindai vrindaranyam swapadaramanam pravishat gita kirti. With all these decorations, he dances in the Vrindavan. Vrindaranyam swapadaramanam. He feels his nectar from his lips into the flute, and nicely playing the flute, jumping, he just enters Vrindavan in the evening. Then he comes back after grazing the cows. This grazing the cows, you must remember, is a Vedic activity. It's very soothing. Krishna doesn't do anything else. It is his daily paricharya to graze the cows. And I told you many times that Vedic culture, the science of the Vedic culture, are even now present all over the planet. We were in Uganda, and when the president of Uganda has annual holiday, he grazes the cows. And he insists that all the ministers should graze the cows in holiday. Then they will be mentally all right, he says. It's very correct. In order to have a mental health, we must go to Vivakta Desh. We devotees have voluntarily chosen not to associate with Yoshita Sanghi Sangam. Those who are attracted to money and women, we have stopped the association. Voluntarily we have accepted this austerity, and this austerity should be performed very nicely. That's why our temples should be far away from the city, and not only that, but should be quite large, you know, extended. So much land, so much growth, so many natural things we should have in our temples, so that it is very easy for the devotees to perform the unflinching devotional service, ananya chetaha, without deviation. If you stay in the city, there are so many deviations, because every vibration, whether it is a material vibration or the transcendent vibration, it preserves itself in the atmosphere. And as we think, those types of vibrations are attracted. Suppose somebody wants to rob the bank. So he thinks about robbing the bank. He meditates on that. It is his devotional service. Bank is a god. And then because he thinks that way, all the ideas from the atmosphere, they come to him. Where is the bank? Which is the good bank to rob? Which time? Which bank is closed on Sunday? What time it is closed? How to enter into it, how to break it, how to get away from it without being arrested, without being arrested. All these things are planned in his mind. He also gets all the vibrations. Because there are vibrations of roaming also in the atmosphere. The same way, the devotees think that how to glorify the Lord, where to go, what is to be done. Then he gets that information. The scriptures, the association of the devotees. This is how it is always essential to vibrate the auspicious things. If you continue to vibrate the inauspicious, or if you continue to think inauspiciously, even then you are destroyed. Forget about the vibration. The talk comes after, but the ideas come before. And as soon as the ideas are polluted, your whole life is polluted. And in order to stop this pollution, we are advised in this verse that ananya chetaha satatam yo mam smarati nityashaha. And then he gives us the reward. Those who regularly, always remember me, some or the other, find out the ways and means so that he will not get out of our sight. Then the Syam Sulabha path, I am very easy to attain. Dear Arjuna, I am very easy to attain. Why? Nitya yuktasya yoginam. They are regularly remembering me. And that's why we assemble here for Mangala Arati. We have so many artis during the day. Then again we have discussions of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And it's very nice of you to assemble here to hear two words. And then get this amrit, get this nectar from the pages of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and assimilate it with your own experience. That is the main thing to be understood. And that's why we are explaining these verses regarding Krishna. It's a pure devotional service. We are very lucky today that we are not thinking anything else except Krishna. That is the way to have the ananya chetaha. Our mind is not deviated at all. The main deviation is ringgit. Ringgit, we must say, hey, you know ringgit? How many ringgit you have? Jai Sri Jagannath, Balde Subhadra ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. And then, after glorifying the Lord, we glorify Radharani then. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. And then we glorify the Vaishnavas also, because they have all good qualities. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya is like Kalpataru. You go near Vaishnava and you desire whatever you desire, he has the capacity to give. And it is a fact. We were in India and there was an ordinary person, you know. He was working in some cow protection center. It is known in India, in Hindi, as Panjrapur. So he was an ordinary worker completely. But whatever you ask him, he will provide. His salary was also not much. But no time he denied to anybody anything. And he was an ordinary person, completely ordinary person. The undeviated devotional service gives you this capacity. I don't know how, but it does. Somehow or the other, we are able to fulfill the desires of everybody. Provided ananya chetaha satatam yo mam smarati nityashaha. Don't do anything. Minimum work you may carry on to meet the responsibilities. But the rest of the available time, each second, have got to be utilized in this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. The rest of the things should be limited to the minimum things. Completely minimum. And if we can stick to this, we will be very fortunate. Because as you know, very well you might have heard so many times that this life is very rare. Human form is very rare to obtain, and we have got it, let us make best use of it. The faith should not dwindle. Our faith dwindles. And because our faith dwindles, we try to take shelter of somebody else than Krishna. As soon as our faith dwindles, we try to take shelter of money, gold, or good country, or something else. Because there is no faith, it dwindles. And as soon as the faith dwindles, then you cannot achieve the goal. We wanted to come to Malaysia, but if you had a thought in London, that we don't know the pilot, we don't know whether he will die while flying the airplane. How can we guarantee? Or Manibhushan was driving the car. What guarantee is there that while driving he will not die? And if he dies, means finish, we die. The car will go out of control. And the car goes out of control. Yes, but we had a faith that Manibhushan is going to be alive till he takes us to Kuala Lumpur or wherever it is. This faith carries you. Otherwise, if you don't have faith, then you just sit in one place. There's a thought in London that what will happen if something goes wrong in the plane, if the fuel burst or whatever it is. Then we cannot travel. The faith is the main thing. And in order to strengthen the faith, we have to get rid of the inauspicious things. And particularly not only inauspicious activities, but inauspicious ideas. Ideas have got to be banished. A lady, if she is pativrata, you know, very nicely attached to the husband, only one, and the man also attached to one woman, then they are brahmachari. Even if they are married, they are brahmachari. And the chaste woman has so much power. Nobody can look at her. Chaste woman, we cannot look at her. And particularly our women, our mothers, they have the red kumkum in the forehead. And those ladies who put nice red kumkum in their forehead, they are not affected by any look by the rascals. And rascals cannot look at them. That is the use of that kumkum. And that's why unmarried girls may have a small kumkum and the married ones have nice kumkum. That is the protection of the lady. And she is unflinchingly attached. Atri Rishi was there. Anasuya was his wife. And Anasuya was very much charitable. Yeah? Anybody comes to her, she will give the charity. So one day, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, all these three demigods, they wanted to test her charity. So they went to Anasuya. And Anasuya was a very chaste lady. Very chaste. Jai Sri Sri Jagannath Balla Sutradi ki. So these three demigods went to test her chastity. So she came out with some charity when they asked. When she came out, they said that we will only accept the charity if you come without the clothes. It is a great problem for Anasuya. She cannot deny the charity, she cannot give the charity. It was a great problem for her. But she was a chaste lady, and chaste ladies have so much power. Chaste husband also has so much power. They can create whatever they want. And the ladies also, they can be very powerful. The chastity is one of the best things, you know. I think it's the excellent to be a chaste. Ekam, you know, only attracted to one. And then she found out a way, because she had a power of chastity. So she converted them, all these demigods, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, three, into the children of 2 years old. And they become crawling in front of her. And she then took out the clothes and gave the charity to these demigods. They were very pleased. And then they said that you can ask the benediction. So she asked that if you are really pleased, you combine three together and become my son. And this is how Dattatreya was appeared. Dattatreya has Vishnu, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Three faces. This is the power of chastity. Chastity should be there in the devotional service also. Ananya Chitaha Satam. Always the lady is attracted to one husband. And no other idea at all. That gave her power to convert those same gods to 2 year children. And that gave her power to ask the benediction. And they had to obey. They had to give that benediction to her. The same way, if you are unflinchingly attached to Krishna, chastity is there. Mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Avyabhichar is a nice word in Bhagavad Gita. Vyabhichar means to run after so many people. That is vyabhichar. And avyabhichar means attracted to one only. That is avyabhichar. Our bhakti must be avyabhichari. Without running to anybody. If you are attached unflinchingly to Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, through the knowledge, through the scriptural evidence, we will not believe and we will not perform these things unless we have the scriptural evidences. And that's why the study of Srila Prabhupada's books is very, very important. Very important. Unless you read, unless you assimilate the knowledge, you will not be able to convince your own mind what to talk of others. And if you want to convince yourself, first you have to convince yourself. And the arguments which help you to convince yourself will definitely convince others also. That is the main secret of the study of the scriptures. And hearing. Hearing is the first thing. You hear as much as possible. Then, once you hear Shrunaman, then Supatan. Then you study. Hearing is not enough. We are hearing daily. But unless you study, that hearing doesn't get solidified. Hearing must get a solidified effect on your life. And that's why we hear Srila Prabhupada has insisted that we should have Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class every day. And there is no annual holiday for this. Otherwise in the material work, you work for 2 months and you have a holiday. Sunday is a holiday, Saturday is a half day. And you don't get, then you don't work. And here we are working 365 days and those days are less. We wish that in the year there would have been 700 days. Because this is an unlimited thing. This is the way to be attached unflinchingly to Krishna. As the chaste lady acquires the mystic powers, the same way the chaste bhakta, bhakti yogi, acquires tremendous power. Tremendous power. Ravana was Shiva bhakta. He got so much power. Shiva bhakta. But eventually the result was that he was finished by Lord Ram. He would have been unflinchingly attached to Lord Ram. Then he would have done something. Bali Maharaja insisted that you should go and beg pardon from Ram and return Sitaji to him and get attached to him. He said, no, you stop talking with me. You just help me if you want. And he didn't hear Bali Maharaja. Then Bali Maharaja said that you are Vinayash. Your vinash, your destruction is definite. So he didn't worry about the destruction and he was completely destroyed. His vishaya vidushya ashayam, his goal of existence was polluted by the sense gratification. And as soon as the goal of existence is polluted, there is no result. If the fresh air is there, it will make us healthy. But if the air is polluted, it may kill you. or at least it will give you the sick body. That is definite. So don't pollute your aim. If you want to accept the Vedic culture, and we have to accept it, there is no other way, there is no alternative, then accept it full and get unflinchingly attached without playing around with your own valuable life. We are playing around foolishly with our own life and with our so many concocted ideas. You stop this foolishness. Unless we stop, it is very difficult to follow this verse. It is very difficult. It's not easy. It looks, it appears very easy. Just take a bead and you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. No, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. We have so many reservations, and that's why it is very difficult for the living entities to understand the importance of the continuous bhakti yoga. We may come to the temple sometime, put some money in the box and go away. We may chant some rounds here or hear some kirtan or hear some pravachan. But then as soon as we go, we completely forget about it. This is illusory energy which is very powerful in whole of our life. Why can we not follow this when it is so very nicely described in this preliminary scripture, Vedic scripture? This is the cream of the Vedas. The whole Vedas, all the Vedas we don't have time to learn. Yajur Veda and Sam Veda and Ruk Veda and Atharva Veda, four Vedas. They were divided, the same knowledge was divided by Vyas Bhagwan for our convenience in four parts. And then even then he thought that these rascals are losing their memory. So let me describe another way. So he tried to compile Mahabharata in order to understand the Vedas. Then he had Ramayana, and even then we were not able to do that. Then he had so many Puranas, so many Upanishads, and even then we were a stone. Because he tried so many ways. Then in the end, he had a Vedanta Sutras or Brahma Sutras. Even then we were not able to do it. We were confusing ourselves. Oh, whether this is correct or that is correct or this. Then he had to compile Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam also, 18,000 verses is too much. Let us see next life we'll do. So he had to reduce it to 700 verses. In Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad. The cream of Upanishad he gave in Bhagavad Gita. We don't have time for 700 verses also. He gave one verse, Ananya Chaita Asatatam. Yo Mam Smarati Nityasham. Tasyaham Sulabha Bharata Nityayukta Priyo. But we are just playing around. We are so very proud of anything and everything. Our ladies, Matajis, you know, they are naturally proud of their husbands. So three ladies, they were going to the well, because formerly the ladies were fetching the water, you know, drinking water and bathing water and everything. So three ladies took the jars, you know, two jars on the head and one on the waist. You might have seen in the picture at least. Actually we can see in India. There, you stand up please if you sleep. The ladies, three ladies were going to the well to fetch the water. So they were talking. You know. So one lady said that my husband writes so very nice, his handwriting is so very nice that even a child can read and anybody can read. The other one was envious of her. That, yes, rascal husband. My husband, such a nice handwriting. He just writes, he can only read, nobody can else read. The third one was very envious of these two. As your two husbands are completely rusted. My husband, such a nice handwriting. When he writes, neither he nor anybody can read. So this is how we find out some some ahankar. I find out some ahankar. I have shaved my head, you know. How nice I look. Head is bushy. This is our Krishna consciousness, Mataji. We are just talking about the ordinariness. But this completely stops us from ananichita asatana. They may fight over the husbands, we may fight over money, or we may have something else in mind. As soon as vidushita ashayana, as soon as the goal of existence is polluted, we cannot win. And in order to have the fresh, true goal of existence, we must come to the scriptures. Pibantiye bhagavata atmanah satam katham mritan savana puteshu sambritam punantite vidaya vishaya vidushita ashayam vrijanti tat charana sarorvantikam. Best verse in Bhagavatam, you know. How to have the unpolluted aim of our existence. Pibantiye bhagavata atmanah satam. Those who hear, those who drink the nectar of Bhagavatam through the mouth of the devotees. And what do they do? Kathamritam, the nectarian topics of Krishna, Shravana Puteshu Samritam. They feel Krishna Katha in their ear holes. Then the effect is Punanti Te Vishaya Vidushita Asham. Punanti, they are completely purified of their polluted game, polluted goal of existence. This is the way to clear our goal of life. You have to come to the transcendental activities of the Transcendental Supreme in order to become transcendental yourself. You must be surcharged with the transcendental activities and transcendental ideas. Otherwise, you will be seized by the material ideas. If you are not transcendental, means the misery is awaiting for you. As soon as you are captured by the materialistic ideas, the misery is taught. Very nicely it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that if you are not attracted to the owner of five great elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, these are the great elements, and if you are not attracted to the controller of these elements, then each element becomes your enemy. Each element becomes your enemy. This is why the scriptures insist that you do anything and everything. Doesn't matter, you carry on Krishna conscious way, honestly earning your maintenance. But that's it. Don't increase your unnecessary necessities. And then your goal will be completely purified. And then punanti, you can purify them. Whatever dirt you have accumulated, you can purify them. This is the main thing you have to be understood. Very clearly to be understood. And if you do that, if your goal of existence is purified, and if you follow it with the purified means, then vrijanti, then you attain tat charana sarorvantikam, his lotus feet. This is the way to attain. And that is the meaning of this verse. Ananya chitaha satatam yo mam smarati nityasha tasyam sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yogina. And our Vedic culture always purifies these things. When Lord Ramchandra returned from the forest and he was to accept the throne then after 12-13 years in the forest, so he called his brothers and their wives. He wanted to give something to everybody. So Lakshman came, Urmila came, Bharat and Mandvi came, and Shatrughna and Shrutakirti came. And then he asked Lakshman, say, what do you want? He said, I want your association. I don't want anything. This is transcendental gift. He didn't want anything. He could have asked for 1 million ringgit and Malaysia, to stay in Malaysia, marry in Malaysia.
He didn't want. He said, now enough, I have served you 13 years. I must look to my wife now, my life and wife. He didn't ask that at all, that I want to stay with Urmila. Urmila is crying for me since long. No wife cries, but we think that she is crying. This is the difference between the highly elevated personalities and the rotten personality like us. We always look to the material side of existence. Whereas the elevated personalities, with the association of the devotees, they always look to the transcendental side of the existence. Then came the turn of Urmila. So Lord Ram asked Urmila that, what do you want? He said, Lord, I don't want anything. I am very proud of one thing, that I am the daughter-in-law of Raghukul. That is enough for me. I don't want anything else. She could have also asked that you took away my husband for 13 years. Now don't touch my husband. No. She didn't ask that. She was very satisfied that she is related to Raghukul. That family was so very elevated that she was correct. She was very proud. Then he asked Bharat. Bharat said, Lord, you know Ram Rapada Rati, you know. I must be attracted to your lotus feet, that's all. I don't want anything. See, the brothers didn't ask anything. Bharat could have asked that I stayed outside the city for the whole time. Now give me two palaces to stay. No. He didn't worry about that. Just unflinching attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord. Then Mandavi, she asked that in all the difficulties in your absence, we were very even-minded. We tolerated all the difficulties. Please give us the capacity that in future also our mind should be balanced. We will not trouble any living entity with whom we are staying, in family or society or whatever it is, and we will learn to tolerate. That was the benediction asked by Bharat's wife. Then Shatrughna came. So what do you want, Shatrughna? He said, I want to get attached to Bharat. I want to serve him. Because Bharat is attached to you, so I am the servant of Bharat. This is also a transcendental thing. Then came the turn of Shrutakirti. And she asked for a very wonderful thing. She said, God, you were in the forest and you were putting that valkal, you know, the bark, trees bark, clothes, you know. So I want that valkal. Give me those clothes which you are using in the forest. Then Lord Ram was very surprised. He said, what do you do with the clothes that I was putting on in the forest? So she gave a very nice answer. That normally, it is a Vedic way that when the person reaches 50 years of age, he leaves the home and goes to forest and performs the devotional service. But our Raghukul read, the way Raghukul follows, that in the youth, the king goes to the forest and he leaves everything. This is our way. This is a special way. It's very correct. Please be in your own situation, but don't allow your situation to touch you regarding this devotional service. You cannot run away from the situation. You have created the situation. You have now children or no children, whatever it is. So wife has got to be maintained. The whole paraphernalia is to be carried out. Now there is no use there. Scripture says that leave everything and go and tomorrow I don't want to do anything. No. You could have thought it before you married. But you didn't think that time. That you were very pleased. And now the fellow says, hey, I don't have to do with you anything now. Maharaj says that you leave everything in there. And I am in trouble. So this is not the way. It's not the way. Sthane sthitaha shruti gutam tanuvang manobher. You be situated in your position. Follow dictates of your own activities. Karmana jayate jantuhu. Karmana eva praliyate. Sukham dukham bhayam kshemam. Karmana eva apipadyate. This karma, our own activities. Karmana jayate jantuhu. Jantuhu means living entities. They are born from their activities. Karmana jayate jantuhu. Karmana eva praliyate. Your death also is because of your activities. Sukham dukham. Sukh, happiness or misery. Bhayam, fear. Or your sense of security, kshemam. It is all because of our activities. So just let us purify our activities. Let us not neglect our responsibilities. At the same time, we have to find out the ways and means to follow the example of this verse. That is ananya chita satatam yo mam smarati nityasha tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yukta se yogi. There is so much to be told, but we are controlled by the time. Oh, it's 9 o'clock already. Hare Krishna. Have you anything to ask? Yes. Ah, yes, nice question. You have to remember that Lord Vishnu is the expansion of Krishna. It is very correctly mentioned in Krishna book, you know. If you can find out there, yes. Brahma is the deputed agent for creation. Vishnu is the expansion for maintenance. And Lord Shiva is the expansion of Krishna for dissolution. This is clearly mentioned by Prabhupada on the page of one volume Bhagavatam, 2228 page. We have one volume Bhagavatam, you know, in a small script. On this page, it is mentioned. It's the expansion of Krishna. And that's why it's not wrong to call him demigod. Frankly speaking, he is as good as Krishna, Vishnu Tattva. So he is powerful, no doubt. But even then, he is expansion. And please, you try to read this page. It's a beautiful story there. And you will get the idea. Alright? You are not satisfied? You please read Bhagavatam. The page I am mentioning you, 2228 of one volume Bhagavatam. Or if you don't have, then you read Krishna book. And this story, I don't remember exactly, but it is in the first Krishna book. So please read Krishna book and you will have the full idea. Anything else? It's a very nice question he asked. If you don't follow this, if you don't follow the scriptures, then the Ravana story is in front of us. But apart from Ravana, Putana's story is very important. You know, Putana wanted to kill Krishna. In the previous life, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj, Ratnamala. And when in the Bali Maharaj sacrificial arena, when Vamandev walked, he was a small dwarf, you know, very beautiful. So Ratnamala thought that if I could have a son like this, I can feed him nicely, you know. So this was the wish of Ratnamala, the Bali Maharaj's daughter. So Vamandev, Krishna, granted her that wish, that when I come back as in my original form as Krishna, you will have your desire fulfilled. And so she was a demoness, she wanted to kill Krishna, and she has smeared her breast so that Krishna will be immediately killed. But she could not imagine about the Supreme Lord's transcendental existence. And that's why her condition became very, very, very serious when Lord tried to suck the breast. She put her nipple into the Lord's mouth. And then as soon as Lord started sucking the milk, he sucked her life also. And then she wanted the Lord to throw you away. But Lord will not leave, you know. Sa mancha mancha lamiti prabhashini nishpidyamana akhila jiva vartmani. Sa mancha mancha lamiti. She was shouting, you just leave me alone, you leave me alone. Krishna says, I didn't come to you, you took me. Now I am not leaving you. I am sucking your milk now. And she wants sa mancha mancha lamiti prabhashini nishpidyamana akhila jiva vartmani. All her vital parts were pressed beyond her capacity, beyond her experience. And she was completely in a dire, miserable condition because of sucking of the milk by the Lord. And vivrutta netre, charanam bhujav muhu. Vivrutta netre, at the time of death our eyes, the balls go up. You know, because we cannot tolerate the misery we are undergoing. See, death is a horrible thing. And when this putana also was sucked by the Lord, she was not able to tolerate it. And vivrutana, her eyes became wide and the balls went up. And charanam bhujam hu, and she was just throwing her hands and legs, you know. The same thing happens at our death. We cannot tolerate. Krishna is bound to come to us. Either you voluntarily accept His supremacy or accept Him as a very, very horrible kaal, very horrible death. You have to accept. Vivrutta netre charanam bhujamo prasvinna gatra chipati rurodha. The whole body began to perspire, and then she had to leave that beautiful form of the woman and she had to assume her own body, which was nearly 12 feet long. And she lay helplessly. She lay. And Krishna was baby Krishna at that time. He was playing on her breast that time. This is the effect of not following these things. Trunavarta, he wanted to take Krishna in the form of a storm, you know. He was a demon, outright demon. And Kansa wanted to send him to kill Krishna. Because Kansa thought that all these demons are so very powerful that definitely they will kill Krishna. So he didn't approach, because he knew that if he approaches, he will be definitely killed. So he wanted to send the samples. Go, Putana, go, Trinavarta, go, Denukasur, go this, go that, go that. And he, to his surprise, everybody was finished. This Trinavarta, he wanted to pick up the Krishna, baby Krishna, from the lap of Yashoda. But Krishna didn't want Yashoda to know all about these things. So when the storm started, nobody could see anything around. And Yashoda also not seeing anything. And Yashoda had Krishna in her lap. But Krishna, by his power, his potency, he became so very heavy that Yashoda could not tolerate her. And Yashoda thought that, what is happening? I cannot tolerate to Krishna today. So she kept Krishna on the land. Because Krishna didn't want Yashoda to know that this Trinavarta is coming and he is taking me. Yashoda will be miserable like anything. So Krishna forced her to keep Krishna on the bare land. And then Trinavarta came and picked him up and took him. And Krishna was sitting on his shoulder and he caught hold of his neck, you know. And as soon as he caught hold of his neck, God, gala nischeshto, you know. Gala grahana nischeshto. It's very nicely described in that story. Gala grahana means he caught hold of his neck. And Nishchestra, that fellow, was so very pressed. This is the time of the death. at our own death also, we are so very pressed on all our vital parts, and particularly the neck. Completely this throat stops functioning because of the excess of cough and all of the other three doshas, you know. And as soon as the throat stops functioning, we experience so much pressure on this part. And Krishna just caught hold of that Trunavarta by his hands. And then Trunavarta wanted to throw him. But Krishna was not able to. And he was very heavy, very heavy. Galagrahana nischeshto daityo nirgata lochanaha. Because of this air, pressure of this air, his eyes just came out. You know, many times in old age, if you see the old people, the eyes will bulge out, you know. And then our death is very near. If the eyes bulge out, then our death is very near. So this happened to Trunavarta. And then he wanted to throw away Krishna. But Krishna was not able to go away like that. He said, I have come here to take you away. And I will not go without you alone. I am a child, I am a baby child. I must have somebody to protect me. Yeah. So he took that daitya. And Avyakta Rao, he was not able to speak anything. Avyakta Rao. And Sahabalo, with the child Krishna, he just fell down on the ground. And he died, and Krishna was playing. So this is the effect of not following these things. It is not that we want to scare you. No. But it is a fact. If you want the death to be very easy, this is the way. That before we die, we must come to scriptures. And with unflinching faith, we must follow the dictates of Bhagavad Gita first, and Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Ishopanishad, or Puranas, or whatever it is. Bhagavat is also king of Puranas. Bhagavat Purana, Mahapurana. This is in short, please. Please, somehow or the other, we join our hands and request you, please don't ignore this. You ignore any other matter, but don't ignore this. Hare Krishna. All glories to the Prabhupada ki jai.